to the spirits of the dead, Lucius Annius Festus set this up for the most saintly Cominia Tyche, his most chaste and loving wife, who lived 27 years, 11 months, and 28 days, and also for himself and for his descendants.
So reads the Latin inscription on this marble funerary altar. It identifies the portrait bust as that of a Roman woman, Cominia Tyche, who died just before her 28th birthday. Her death may seem very premature by today's standards. However, the mortality rate for women in ancient Rome was high, mostly because of childbirth. The inscription emphasizes Cominia's piety and chastity, virtues expected of any proper Roman matron. Cominia wears an elaborate coiffure. Rows of tight, snail-like curls are piled atop her head. This style is typical of female portrait sculpture during the Flavian dynasty between 69 and 96 AD. It was first popularized by ladies of the imperial court and then imitated by other Roman women. Around the side of the altar is a small jug and a patera, or shallow bowl with a handle. They are the kind of vessels that were used to pour liquid offerings as an act of commemorating the deceased.